Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to talk about movement, but especially movement as we age. It kind of goes along with our discussion yesterday on dementia.
Since I've been working with you, I've been sitting a lot more. I thought about that the other day. I mean, it's not your fault, but there's some correlation between working with you and sitting too long.
You see, that's called external locus of control. We talked about that last week.
I almost said you are like my wife, but that's not fair.
So here, today is a
we're talking about sitting.
Sitting, and the reason that one of the reasons why we need to move more again, especially as we get older. Mm-hmm. And this was in a blog post from psychreg.org,
right?
And it's entitled "Sit Less, Move More: Gateway to Getting Active." Mm-hmm. And it's written by Dr. Juliet Harvey,
right?
And here again, we're talking primarily about as we age.
Yeah,
but there's a couple of really important key parts here, key factors that we have to talk about.
Yeah, because it's no longer just about the elderly. We used to worry about this because when people were younger, you just moved, kids play.
Right.
People went to work and they did physical labor and they stayed joint healthy.
Right.
And they lived healthier, typically healthier lives.
Right.
Today,
right,
sedentary lifestyle is affecting all age groups.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... and yes, it is becoming much more prevalent. We spend much more time sitting than we once did. Right. And because of that, we're seeing some health factors and health risks associated with that.
We want to repeat that.
Yeah.
Because people are sitting more.
Right.
And sitting for such long periods of time, we are beginning to encounter a number of avoidable health problems. These are avoidable health problems.
Right. Yeah.
Because we're sitting too long.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the author here presents some of the information from the physical activity guidelines for health. And this is from the UK.
I didn't know about those before.
I'm
interested to talk to people about that. Because apparently they've developed a whole set of guidelines for increased activity.
Right.
And I'm only guessing, because I certainly don't know the data, but I'm guessing that people in England would be more active than people in the United States, because people in England walk more, move more, take trains, or fewer. We spend a lot of time in cars in this country that they don't in European countries.
Yeah.
I don't know the data,
but
I know that the if England is concerned about this, we certainly should be.
Right.
But they've actually come up with guidelines.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they include 150 minutes. They recommend 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week.
Oh, no, is it two times a week? Is that the way? I was wondering about this because they said...
Was
150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise.
Like a brisk walk. And then...
Carry out strength work on 2 days a week.
Uh-huh. And then minimize the amount of time we spend in a seated posture. So those are three things that are in this in the guidelines for health that we should be working towards.
But is it 150 minutes a week?
I believe so.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That have this... Do this intense, moderately intense exercise about 150 minutes a week.
Right.
That's 2.5 hours.
Right. Well, if you walk for 30 minutes five days a week.
But I mean, it's not insignificant. I mean,
right.
You know, that's a minimum.
Right.
Okay. You should be doing more because our bodies were meant to move.
Right.
We've talked about this many times about how workers two generations ago and some a generation ago stayed physically healthy without arthritis and other debilitating diseases. Because they were active, they remained active.
Right. And so the author here presents some information, some data from research that suggests that the level of activity that we engage in as we age is very closely correlated with with overall decline, with what they just refer to as frailty.
Right.
The more active you are, the less frail you are. So
that's
the more physically fit you are, the stronger your muscles, the stronger your joints.
That's right.
And while that makes intuitive sense,
again, there are lots of things that that make intuitive sense that we don't use as guidelines for what we're doing. Right. It makes intuitive sense that we shouldn't smoke cigarettes, but we still, you know, have lots of cigarette smokers. Right. It should make sense that we, you know, get up and exercise every day, but we don't. So it does make intuitive sense, but it's really important that we reiterate it because we're not doing it as a society.
Right. That's right. So, in fact, we're doing just the opposite.
Right.
We're spending more time sitting than ever before.
So some of the important statistics, and I'll just read these two lines from here. When we objectively measured, so this is directly from the blog,
right.
Quote, when we objectively measured older adults spend 85 to 95% of their day sedentary when residing in rehabilitation wards.
Right. And for them, a rehabilitation ward would be something like our nursing homes.
Right.
Right.
Right. Then they go on to say, this is in comparison to community-dwelling older adults who spend 60 to 80% of the day sedentary.
And those would be places like more common, like apartment buildings.
Or their home.
Assisted living facilities or their own home where there are people around and people are moving around.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then finally it reads, unfortunately, deconditioning happens rapidly when activity is restricted.
Right.
10 days bed rest results in a 16% reduction in strength, reduced ability to do things for oneself, a reduction in physical fitness, and increases the likelihood of further complications.
10 days.
10 days.
Okay. Personal note, if I may.
Okay.
When I was 22 or 23, I had something I had to deal with that I wasn't allowed out of bed for a week.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of bed, I was 22. Yeah.
Right.
So I was still, you know, I just graduated from college. I was in graduate school, moving around, running, walking. I was healthy at that age. After 7 or 8 or 9 days of bed rest, when I got up, I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
My strength had decreased at 23.
Right.
My strength had decreased to that point.
Right.
I can't imagine what it must be like if you're 73.
Right.
Or 70 or 63 right. or 53.
Right.
If you don't move for that amount of time.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward several years. When you have surgery today, heart surgery, hip surgery, bariatric
right.
surgery, you're out of bed within hours.
They want you out of bed immediately.
They want you up and out. And the reason for that is that things are going to deteriorate in a hurry if you're lying in bed.
Yeah, there's additional complications are going to come quickly.
And with surgery, you're forced to get up.
Mm-hmm.
The sad part is that people who are the elderly or people who are struggling with mental illness will self-isolate and keep themselves in bed for days and days and days at a time. So this deterioration occurs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the idea, this is just additional support for the idea of getting out and moving. Get up. Walk. Engage physically with the world around you.
And we did a podcast some months ago that said when you're most depressed is when you have to force yourself to get out. When you least want to is a sure sign that you absolutely have to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when you have that urge, that tendency, that feeling that just connects you and gets you molded into your couch, that's the cue to say, nope, I've got to get up. I got to get going.
And if your children are playing, sedentary is sedentary. It doesn't matter whether you're 15 or 50.
Right.
If your children are spending hours and hours and hours playing video games, it's going to lead to complications.
Absolutely.
That's what obesity is.
One of the final things she refers to here is this project of getting it. And it just says, they give you this simple message, get up, get dressed, and get moving.
Get up out of bed, get dressed. Remember we did that program about the military where they say, make your bed every day. Start accomplishing things, but get up, get dressed, and get going.
Yeah.
And keep moving.
Absolutely. So, all right, that is it for today, right? All right. Make sure that you're following us.
What is today?
Today is the 10th. We are recording on the 10th, but this podcast will be posted on the 15th.
Wow. 10 days.
Oh, yeah. 10 days from today, from the day that it's posted. 15 days from the day we're recording.
We have a countdown. We have a person in our office who's been giving us a countdown since July.
Oh, you're talking about Christmas.
Right.
Oh.
That's the next big holiday that people will celebrate, I think. You know,
yeah.
Hanukkah's not a big holiday for our Jewish brothers. It's not a big deal. So the next big holiday is Christmas.
Right, right. But that's it for today.
You don't know where that's coming from.
See,
I was thinking about
yesterday.
What we have to do.
What?
Poof. So much to do in December. We have to finish a book. We're going to finish. Look at that. Oh, ye of little faith.
Somebody committed.
I'm committed. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. That book is going to get finished. It's going to be delivered on time and under budget.
All right. For updates on that, follow us on Twitter and YouTube and iTunes.
Now I'm going to get a daily reminder from my IT person.
Mm-hmm. But make sure you're following us. Rate us, review us on iTunes. It just helps people find us. Communicate with us through YouTube.
Love the communication.
It's been great, yeah.
I love hearing from you guys. It's so helpful. And it's so good to hear your comments, and it helps us shape this thing the way we need for it to be.
Yeah. And if you had the opportunity to support us through Patreon, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. Again, the link to all this stuff is in the show notes. That would be great. We have a Discord page attached to that, which will allow us to... We have different... it's a nice server that allows us to all kinds of communication, and we can interact and answer questions and talk about all kinds of different things.
I never thought I'd have my own server.
We have our own server there.
I know you know about servers, but whoever thought we would have our own? We have our own server.
All right. I got to get out of here.
I don't know what a server is, but I'm glad
I was going to say, you're thinking about a server at a restaurant, I think. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.